He's up and about. Here's Hooch. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
How are you going? You okay?
I'm not too bad. Yeah, for someone that's been awake for 13 seconds.
I mainly asked that because I hear you played paintball recently.
I did paintball, Van Diemen paintball. It's out there at La Trobe Speedway. It's in behind the Speedway. I've only ever been the one. It was an absolutely fantastic morning. Had an absolute ball, but I blew my calf muscle on my left leg and tore the instep on my right leg, and I currently can't even walk.
So what were you doing some running and diving and rolling, were you?
Lots of running, diving and rolling and shooting. It was an absolute ball, but late in the session, I was in a crouch position and went to run to the objective, which was on a bit of a mound, and I took off, and my calf popped, and two strides later, still trying to get to the objective, the instep tore, and an hour later, I was basically immobile. Very painful. I'm still in a bit of strife. But anyway, don't let that stop you. Get out there and play some paintball. It's unreal.
Okay, let's go to fishing. So tell us about the Strawn trip. Did you actually go on the Strawn trip?
No, I'm a bit sad about that. I had a bit too much on with the kids and a few other bits and pieces, so they took off to Strawn without me, and that was who went down on that trip. So our skipper of Team Penn, Clinton Howe, he went down with his two sons, and Stuart Smith from out the Big Bend, he took his two sons as well in his boat, and they had an awesome trip. There's a lot of fish down the west coast at the minute. The bluefin were right out in front of Whale Rock and all, what they call the strip. There's a section of calm water when you come out of Hell's Gate on the left-hand side. There's a place called the strip, and that's where it's right in close, and the tuna, bluefin tuna, were right up in there. So they managed to get a good amount of tuna. One went 30 kilos. It was a nice little fish. You get a couple of those, and that's plenty of tuna for everyone. So they had a ball. They went out and caught some striped crumpet and a few decent ones and managed to pick up a couple of crayfish. That was a really good trip.
All right. Now, we've had decent soaking of rain this week, so that's flushing out the rivers. How's that going to affect the fish over the next few days?
Yeah, that's going to sort of knock the close fishing, like the estuary fishing, about a little bit. It makes it awkward because there's a lot of flow, but it certainly makes the trout fishing fire up. And like we've always spoke in the past, once the rivers and dams are up, those edges become basically really good food sources for the trout. They know that, and they will work those edges of the lakes and dams once that water comes up. And when the water runs into each river in each of its certain spots, they bring a lot of food. So the trout fishing will be good. It's very awkward still because of the flow. People have to get their head around where they go and how they go, and definitely be careful because the rivers are up and running. But that's when the humble worm becomes a really good way to catch a nice trout, and good fun too.
All right, so we'll just do the tides, thanks to our friends at Deegan Marine while we're at it. So there's a high tide this morning, 13 past 9, 3.1 metres, and then there's a high 10 o'clock tonight, just over 3 metres. And for those going out tomorrow, actually tomorrow's going to be a bit yucky weather-wise, but anyway, high tide tomorrow at 11 past 10 in the morning. So yeah, the forecast, pretty good today, not so good tomorrow, 6 to 10 mils most parts on the coast, maybe more than that inland tomorrow, and then back to pretty good conditions on Sunday at this stage.
Yeah, it'd just be a matter of watching that weather, because the tides are good at the minute because the moon's quite large. So that's always good to make those tides, because we all know that the water movement sometimes, you know, stirs the fish up. So any fish, once that moon is quite large and the tides are quite big, will fire up.
What about the surf during the week, Wednesday?
Well, the surf. How good was the surf? Now, I was a bit excited about the surf because I was a bit of a surfer when I was a kid, and the Northwest Coast used to break our hearts with swell. And if you grow up on the Northwest Coast, there's not a lot of excitement. We used to travel down the East Coast or the West Coast as sort of a lighthouse, and we'd go down to the East Coast and find all our favourite. I used to like Dark Hollow as a surf break, or 4 Mile. But didn't turn it on, and I was ringing around mates. I called it the best easterly groundswell of my lifetime. It was a cracker.
Ooh. Yeah, it was pretty good. Now, tell us about this broadbill comp that's coming up.
Yeah, well, after Easter, we'll get Easter out of the way, and Team Penn, who of course is our game fishing competition, I suppose team. We haven't been in a competition for a while, but the four of us are going to meet up down there at Eagle Hawk Neck, and the Southern Game Fishing Club. They have a game fishing competition all about broadbill. It starts on a Thursday. We fish Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're looking forward to it. We've got our accommodation booked, and it's going to be a good competition, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, so that's Easter next weekend. So what we might do next week is, you know, Friday public holiday. I might give you a call Thursday morning instead of Friday next week, and we can do the fishing for the weekend. And so what time are you leaving Thursday?
We'll probably leave late Wednesday.
Right.
We'll leave late Wednesday because there'll be a briefing. There'll be a safety briefing. They're very, very on top of the safety nowadays, like everyone.
Yeah.
And so then we'll be ready to go for the Thursday session. And it'll start early. And then it's basically like any game fishing club, game fishing competition, other species will be included. But this one's about the broadbill. They are deep. They're between 400 and 600 metres. So if the weather comes to us and it's nice and the conditions favour the broadbill fishing, we'll all be deep dropping.
Mm.
But if it blows up a little bit, there'll be other prizes for all the different species, bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, albacore and everything else.
Right. Sounds good. Okay, so I might call you next Thursday morning when you're at Eagle Hawk Neck.
Yeah, no worries at all. That'll be perfect. I imagine I'll either be rummaging around, having a coffee early, or out on the water. It'd be good.
Beautiful. All right. Plug your website, Facebook there.
That's Team Penn Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Mont Pooch.
You nearly forgot the name of your team.
Yeah, I know that well. I nearly forgot.
All right. Great stuff. Have a good weekend, mate.
All right, will do. And I hope the listeners have a good weekend as well.